Hi, this is Ned Siegfried from Siegfried & Jensen. As proud sponsors of BeliefCast, we hope you are inspired by Todd's weekly podcasts, which contain so many courageous stories of recovery and personal growth. Remember, it's not what happened in the past that matters, it's what happens in the future. We invite you all to work hard and be optimistic about your future. Enjoy today's podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Todd Sylvester with the Todd Inspires BeliefCast. Thank you once again for tuning in. Appreciate your support more than you know. I'd like to give a shout out to my sponsors, Mori Nutrition, Siegfried & Jensen, Wasatch Recovery, Thread Wallets. I can't thank you guys enough for supporting this great cause and for believing in me. It means the world to me. So thank you for being so good. And all of you for tuning in week after week. I mean, we're ranked in the top 100 in mental health. We are at times trending on Apple and Google Podcasts. So thank you. You guys are sharing our episodes. You're listening to them. You're liking them. You're subscribing. So it means the world. So thank you for doing that. And today we are joined with another amazing guest. And they just keep coming, guys. And this was no different. We got Heather Eck. Heather, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
You bet. So, you know, I can't wait to learn more about you, Heather, because you do something that's very unique in my opinion. But a little background on Heather. She's a multimedia abstract artist and writer, an intuitive artist and painter. Heather interprets people's places and experiences through color, a condition known as synesthesia. I don't know if I said that right.
Oh, you're close. It's synesthesia, kind of like anesthesia.
Okay. Yeah. So I knew I was going to butcher that, but I thought I'm going to give it a try.
So, I applaud you for trying.
Thank you. You know, like an enormous box of crayons, her gifts operates by categorizing through intricate but specific shades of color. I've gone onto your YouTube page and looked at all the paintings you've done, and they're beautiful. And especially hearing the stories behind them. I really love what you do. You definitely have a gift, and I can't wait for us to learn more about what you do on that. And so, but I think what I'd like to start with, Heather, is tell us a little bit about you. Like, where did you grow up? A little bit about your childhood, if you would.
Sure, absolutely. I was actually born in Germany. My dad was stationed there when I was born, so I'm an American born abroad.
Okay.
I always kind of felt like that was a cool thing about
right.
me. We were a military family, so we moved around quite a bit when I was little, from New Jersey, South Carolina, and then finally my dad retired in Delaware when we were I was in elementary school. Then that was when we kind of settled a little bit. So I've always been glad that I had that experience because I feel like it made me more resilient.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, which was awesome. And I was just kind of like a normal kid. I was a very artistic kid, though. I was always sketching and drawing and always very interested in art. And then kind of grew up and went to college. I was the first person in my family, my whole family, extended included, who went to college. So that was a huge accomplishment. And then my mom and sister followed suit after that, which was great. And I minored in art. It was always sort of in the background, but I didn't set out on the path of art until much later in life.
Wow. Well, you know, in doing my research on you, you said once in an interview that you'd learned early on, you had this deep intuition, like, you know, things. And will you kind of describe that a little bit for us?
Yeah, I was one of those kids that in school, I never raised my hand to ask questions. It was always like, I was like, but I just feel like I know that answer. You know, I wasn't somebody who was like, I need to know more. It was either that I knew more, or I just sort of intuited what was supposed to happen, or I just have a lot of common sense and I felt like I could just kind of figure things out very quickly. But for me growing up, I was very introverted, very quiet. And I think I did a lot of processing in my head instead of being more outward. So it felt like things just sort of came to me. And I was just kind of aware of things at a bigger picture level from a very young age.
Okay. So were you a very social person growing up, or did you kind of like stay to yourself? What was that like?
My mom would tell you that I was super shy. Like, I wouldn't even go up to the counter at McDonald's to ask for ketchup, you know, back in the day when you had to go up and talk to people.
Right. I need
I would never do it. I wouldn't do it. I was super duper shy. And in college, I went on to become a tour guide and a resident assistant and all of that. And parents would say, like, how did you get there? Because you were just not that way back in the day. Yeah. And I think even being a, you know, a podcast guest is something that they're probably scratching their heads about, going, wait, how did you go from hiding behind our legs to talking to people, you know, and being out in front? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Now sharing your story to the world, if you will. That's so cool. So one of the things that really stood out to me is that I want to talk about what you do and maybe explain in greater detail of your passion for color. Mm-hmm. And, but you were, you know, I read where you were guided by the, if I'm saying this right, the chakra system.
That's
and inspired
right.
by spirituality and the mysteries of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear more about that too. So talk, I know that was kind of a loaded question, but tell us about that and how you got started in doing what you do.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think from a very young age, I always had this awareness of spirituality at a big picture level. I was a very curious kid when it came to exploring religion and kind of digging into, like, who are we as people and how are we here and what's our purpose and our function? I mean, like, I was the kid who would look for a book in the library on the Dead Sea Scrolls when I was like 11 years old. And I just had this curiosity
right.
for the mysteries of the world, you know, it was just kind of like ingrained. There was something about that to me that was so fascinating that I have always just had this deep, deep desire to learn more about who we are and why we're here and what purpose we serve with each other in the world that we live in. So that was always there for me. And I kind of started to, you know, stay on the spiritual path as I got older, but more so in the last couple of years, working with a spiritual teacher and kind of digging into spirituality. And the color was always something that I paid a lot of attention to, especially as a kid. I was the kind of kid who always wanted to change the colors of my room and, you know, can I get a new, you know, like, can I change my room from green to blue or what? I've just always wanted to kind of be in a colorful space. And then as I was becoming, you know, more and more aware of things I would notice in movies or TV shows or things, I'd be like, oh, everybody in that scene is wearing maroon. I wonder what that's about. And nobody else would notice that kind of stuff. But then I would go, oh, that's the only person who's been in the same color the whole time. So it was pervasive for me.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of started to notice color around people. And then I thought, okay, this is a little bit weird. What's going on here? And then it started to kind of bubble up a bit more.
Wow, that's very interesting. Were you raised spiritually, like to have a spiritual side of you? Was that part of the family upbringing?
You know, I feel like it was in and out. We were kids who, we didn't go to church on a regular basis, but we would do Bible study or like Bible, what's it called? Like Bible week during the summer where we'd go and spend the week there. But I always found ways to go to church or synagogue with friends of mine. So I would always ask if I could go, like, can I go to church with you? And I would go to Catholic church and then I'd ask to go to temple. And I was always really curious about spirituality from a really young age. And it was just something that independently I studied too. Just kind of, I was like a weird kid, I think, in that way.
Well, yeah, maybe it seemed weird when you're a kid, but it's actually pretty fascinating. I think, again, it kind of, you kind of learned early on, you had some unique gifts about you that a lot of kids don't have, you know? And did you look at it as a gift back then kind of thing? Or did you just, were like, oh, this is just normal to me because this is how I am?
I think it was just kind of like, this is just who I am. And I'm a little bit out there. My parents were always telling me that I was born in the wrong decade because I was like, you know, like a hippie kid.
Right.
They were like, you should have been born 20 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so talk about color, if you wouldn't mind, because I mean, obviously I think everyone appreciates color. I know I've seen those videos where these people who have not been able to see color their whole life, and then they put on those glasses and they get to see color for the first time and they just start crying. I mean, there's just like, oh my goodness, this is what it really looks like, you know, kind of thing. And so talk about the power of color and and what colors, maybe certain colors mean, and that kind of thing. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by color and the ways that it shows up for us and it communicates something to us. And we're not always aware of that. I think there are things that are more obvious, like the way that you're moved by music or art or something that sort of speaks to your spirit in a way that you just kind of go, this feels good to me. There's something moving about this to me. And I think color can offer us the same thing when we sort of learn how to read it or how to pay attention to it. And what's interesting about color and, you know, when you were little, we always asked, what's your favorite color? You know, everybody wanted to know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what's your favorite color? And that color actually says something about who we are, whether or not we're aware of it. And there are different ways that color can help us to feel more strong or courageous or loving or peaceful.
Yeah.
That when we really start to understand it, we can use color intentionally in our homes, in our offices, our wardrobes, that we're not always even aware of. Like, do you have a favorite color that you're attracted to?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that. You know, when I was younger, I would say it was definitely blue. As I've gotten older, I love the color white. But I would say, if I was to say what my favorite color is at this moment, it's yellow.
Okay.
It's part of my brand. I have it. It's all throughout my office. I got yellow pillows. I've got yellow on the walls over here. And so that I would say yellow.
Awesome. Has it been yellow for a while, or has yellow just kind of shown up?
No, it's been for a while. I would say for at least 10 years, it's been yellow.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been for a while. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it okay if I tell you a little bit about what the colors mean?
That was my next question. I wanted to know, what does that mean?
Yeah. So I think, you know, one of the things that's cool about all of us is that our gifts show up for us when we're younger, and we tend to kind of gravitate towards what we naturally, like, intuitively like to do or experience when we're very young. Blue is a color of the throat chakra. So that helps us be able to speak our truth, to communicate, to find ways to express ourselves in whatever way, you know, that is for you, creatively or just in communication or relationships. And so now that you have your show and your platform, it's kind of cool because that blue was supportive of you even back then. I don't know if you had the thought to do something like you're doing now back when you were a kid, but it's possible that color was supportive to you even then.
Yeah, that's interesting, because, you know, I probably would have, I was kind of like you. I was very shy. I was very reserved. I would fake sick if I had to go present in school. And then I went through a drug addiction for quite some time. And then when I had a miracle that kind of changed my life, and that's when I was like, I want to go share with the world. And, you know, I've been doing that for like 34 years now. And so it's interesting that you say it that way, but, it took something to maybe wake me up to that. But, I now that's what I do for a living. I speak all over the place.
That's incredible. Yeah. So that it's interesting too, like the colors that we are attracted to are sort of ministering to us in a way. So if you are finding yourself drawn to yellow, for instance, and yellow has been a part of your world for a while now, yellow is strongly supportive of our sense of identity and our sense of personal power. It shows up for us when we're in the midst of either a transformation or we're kind of stepping into this sense of self that maybe we haven't been aware of before, but it helps us to show up as we want to be seen in the world. And it helps us to sort of like find this place of being accepted by people for exactly who we are.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. So can I ask you, do you have a favorite color?
I do. I love magenta.
Okay.
I love a bright, bold magenta. And magenta is a mix of red and blue. And those two colors kind of make this pinky purple color that's very supportive of both the physical body and the spirit. So those two colors for me are kind of helpful in helping to keep me grounded as a person, but also to keep me sort of elevated in the space of my spirituality, my connectedness to God.
Wow. I love it. So I love that. Is there any other colors that that you could explain to us that would be helpful for us to know?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, the chakra system is very closely aligned to the rainbow. And so starting at the base of your spine with the root chakra, we have red. And then we come up the ladder of the chakras, if you will. So we have red, which is this the root chakra, which is very supportive of our sense of stability and strength. It's how we identify in our physical bodies, how we find our families and our tribes, so to speak. And it also supports our financial stability. And red is very healing for the body, too. Then you have orange, which is the sacral chakra, which is supportive of our creativity, our sexuality, how we express ourselves, and how we find ourselves in relationship to others and to ourselves. We kind of talked about yellow, but that's next in the sacral chakra, which is like around your belly button. And then you have the heart chakra, which is two colors. It's green and pink. And the heart acts like the bridge between the lower physical chakras and the upper spiritual chakras.
Okay.
And so green is very supportive of self-love, self-compassion, forgiveness, acceptance. And then pink is very supportive of universal love, like a higher love. You know, like Steve Winwood's Bring Me a Higher Love. That's like the pink there. Blue, we kind of talked about too, being for the throat. And that helps us communicate and express ourselves. And then we have indigo, which is at our third eye, which is all about how our intuition, our intellect, our sense of inner knowing. And then white or violet, which is connected to the crown, which is how we connect to a higher power, how we see ourselves as divine beings, and how we see ourselves as part of the bigger picture of the experience that we're having.
Wow, beautifully said. Thanks for explaining that. I love that.
Sure.
So you mentioned that when you look at people, you also see colors. Is that like every time you're looking at someone, or is it just, does it come and go? I'd love to learn more about that because I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. That showed up for me a couple of years ago. I was working in corporate and I was an HR manager and a coach. And I would have people in my office and then all of a sudden I'd start to see color kind of like billow out around their heads. And I thought, oh this is weird. What's happening? So I feel like I experience color all the time, but when I have to sort of sit and relax myself into seeing color around people sort of on a whim. So I feel like that kind of turns on and off for me depending on what place I'm in. But I always feel like the synesthesia aspect of my senses is always on. So if I'm drinking something, eating something, listening to music, what have you, there's always this sort of like, you know, animation of color, shapes, and textures that are happening in my mind that when I pay attention to is pretty amazing.
Wow. Love that. So how often are you painting? Are you painting every day? Do you take breaks? Or is it just something that's part of your just daily ritual?
Yeah, that's a great question. I try to do something creative every day, even if it's not painting, finding a way to write or just do like art with a lowercase a. But my goal is to try to do about 5 to 7 pieces per week. And to just kind of figure out like, what am I feeling today? Or, you know, what energy feels like the most supportive to me? And it comes and goes just like inspiration does, I think, for any other artist or writer or musician where you feel like you're either in the zone or you're not. And depending on what's happening in your orbit, that might feel better on some days than others. So I try not to be too forceful with it, but I try to create each day.
Oh, I love that. So what does, I mean, you obviously mentioned part of what you do each day, but what does your day look like for you? Like, how do you connect spiritually? Is it always through painting or do you do other things? Do you have a morning ritual that you follow?
I'm working on my morning ritual. I feel like I would love to be that person that wakes up at 5 a.m. and journals and meditates and goes to the gym. I just have not figured out how to make that happen. So I have to be very gentle on myself because I don't do moderation very well. And I'm either like one way or the other, you know? So I try to be flexible with my day depending on what's happening. Like my son's home from school for the next couple of weeks because he's tracked out. So when he's home, my routine's a little bit more fluid than in when he's at school, when I have a little bit more control over my day.
Sure.
But I try to make each morning start with opening up the Bible app and grabbing a verse of the day just so I can connect, say a prayer, and start my day with gratitude, and then kind of move into the rest of my day with some ease. I think that's my like best advice for myself has been to try to move through the day with ease instead of like push energy.
Right. No, I love that. No. And that, and that's, I think it's great. I love that. You know, I saw that you did some paintings. I think you focused on the blue color that were inspired by the Bible, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
Can you describe what that project was and how maybe you were inspired to do that?
Yeah. Thank you for taking a look at that work too. I appreciate that.
Oh, I love, honestly, your paintings are beautiful. Really, truly. Like they're like you say, they feel safe. They feel healing. They feel comfortable. It's, I can totally feel it when I look at those.
Oh, thank you so much. That means the world to me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I was always a really spiritual kid and really kind of curious about the Bible and about, you know, spirituality and connecting to my own like relationship with God. And it's really only been within the last year or two that I've started to study the Bible and to look at it without a religious connotation, but more so from a, just what does it say? You know, what is actually in here? And how do I connect to it in a way that feels authentic, but also in a way that I know that what I'm reading is true, and isn't just because I heard it from someone in a sermon, but because I read it and I'm actually taking the time. There's a term called exegesis, where you look at the text and you sort of, every word is intentional, right? So looking at the words and trying to understand what's actually being said here, because no word is in there without a purpose. And so in that study for me, I've been trying to connect with different aspects of the Bible that I feel are, you know, like the most, what's the word, like that I can connect to. And Genesis is one of those books that felt like this is the beginning of everything. And there's so much that happens in that one book. And so I felt very connected to the color blue for Genesis because it starts with the waters. And there's so much water in the book of Genesis, from creation to the flood, that I wanted to create pieces that were reflective of what I felt when I was reading that. And so I made this small series of pieces, called Genesis in Blue, that helped to convey what I felt when I was reading that. And I did a couple of other series, but just hearing you say how much you connected to that makes me want to do more, because I would love to do some more.
some
more books like that. And I have a couple pieces on the table in front of me that are very, very rich in brass and gold. And I was thinking about how God shares so much abundance with us. And so I thought the title for those would be How Great Thou Art.
Love that.
Just because it feels like, you know, God is so good all the time, that I wanted to create something that felt, and I'm getting chills on my head, that felt really, you know, symbolic of that.
Beautiful. Wow. That's powerful. You know, I know your work's more than just art. I think you even call it a medium healing. For those that may not know what that exactly means, can you describe that and explain that to us?
Sure. Yeah. There's something that happens when I create a painting specifically for someone where, you know, there's another artist who says like the medium is the art, or there's, I forget what the actual saying is, but so for me, it is both a painting and it's also offering a blessing and a healing for somebody too. So when I read somebody's colors, I see where they dwell in their physical, spiritual, or emotional self. And it's kind of tells me where they hang out. Like if you hang out in your heart, you might be somebody who has struggled with self-love or compassion, or you just kind of you know, are not the kindest to yourself all the time, or you're trying to be more loving, but it's just not happening. And so when I read that color for somebody, then what I do is to create a painting that offers them healing and balance and support through another color that sort of helps them with that. So if I did a portrait for you, which I would love to do, I think, you know, you and I would sit down together and I would say, okay, here's the color that I saw for you. And then here's what your portrait looks like. And here are the messages and the symbols and the things that came through to me as I was painting that I can share to you that offer you, you know, a sense of uplifting or inspiration or just something that makes you go, oh, thank you for that. And that's where that healing kind of exchange comes from.
Beautifully said. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
You know, what do you love most about your life, Heather?
That's a really good question. I think, you know, I took a big step away from art for a very long time. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I stepped away from a very lucrative career that was just making me feel so tired. And, you know, today I can, you know, wake up and go to the gym if I want to and take a walk with my dog and paint and find this sense of peace that I did not have a few years ago. And I am really grateful for that. And I know that that's not something that everybody can have all the time. And even myself, I don't have that all the time. But I think more often than not, I feel like I'm moving in the direction of finding what feels more healing for me as a person, and to be able to share that with other people is the greatest thing ever. I just love that so much.
Yeah. You know, I've seen some of your presentations and you can tell you just love what you're doing. Like you could just see you're in your element and you're comfortable there obviously. And I could see why, you know, if you were a much shyer kid growing up, like, you know, your family's going, who's this girl? Right? What's she? She's just totally. But again, when you find your gift and you find your passion, I think it was Pablo Picasso that said, the meaning in life is to find your gift. The purpose in life is to give it away. Mm-hmm. And that's really what you've done, honestly. And it's really fun to watch. And I honestly have never had anyone on my podcast. I've been doing this for 7 years. Who does what you do in the way that you do it. And so I'm just really fascinated by it. It's really unique.
Oh, thank you. It is really unique. There are a lot of artists who have synesthesia who, you know, oh gosh, what's his name? It just popped out of my head. It'll come back to me, but there's an artist who had synesthesia, Kandinsky, that was it. And he wrote a book called The Spiritual in Art. And I think about him a lot because I wonder if we would have shared some of the same kinds of experiences that we've had. But I think as I get older, I'm trying to lean more with like my spirituality, not being afraid to talk about it and not being afraid to share it with people and to just, you know, try to be as myself as possible.
No, I love it. I love it. So what do you have on the horizon, Heather? Like, do you have any big projects you're working on right now? Or is there something you're planning on doing? Anything that you could share with us that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, there's one project I have not shared publicly yet that has been percolating for a while. And it's sort of, you know, one of those things that's really hard. I think art is something that we do when we're trying to communicate something we don't know how to say, right?
Right, yeah.
And so when the shooting at Sandy Hook happened almost 11 years ago, I was a new mom.
Yeah.
My son was only 1 month old. And I was just, you know, overcome by sadness. And and so over the last year or two, I've been working on creating some pieces that are intended to be healing for people or places that have experienced gun violence. And so that's something that I want to be able to contribute to the world. And it's scary, you know, that's one of those topics that's really hard to get into. And, and I, you know, don't want to make anyone uncomfortable or polarize people or anything, but I also feel like there's work to do there. And I want to do it in a gentle, loving way and create pieces that are powerful, but also inspire change. And so that's the biggest one. And you're the first to know.
Well, here we are.
There.
I love it. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking.
Yeah. No, I'm really impressed with what you do and how not only is it something you're passionate about, but you know you're helping people. Like, honestly, when I was looking at those paintings you did that were inspired by the Bible, you know, like you said, like just the healing in the power of just observing those colors, I can now understand what you're saying. Like it, I can connect the dots a little better now that you've explained it that way. And I would imagine that's what a lot of people feel. And I think that's why people love art so much, is it means something to them. And I got a taste of that with what you're doing, so which is really neat.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. That means the world to me, honestly. It's nice, you know, as an artist, you want people to feel your art the way that you feel it. Yeah. And it's really nice to hear that you felt that same kind of energy that I felt Absolutely. While I was creating it.
Absolutely. Well, I have a question. It's kind of a tougher question, but if there's someone listening to your voice right now, Heather, who is in a dark place, you know, they need some healing, if you will, and they're struggling, what would you tell that person right now?
I would want them to know first and foremost that they're not alone, that there are people out there who say prayers for them every night, even if they don't know each other. And that there are ways to connect with people or even just to kind of find your way back to yourself through having a conversation with someone and through art.
Yeah.
I think art is healing. I think color is healing. I think collaboration and connection is healing. And I would just want them to know that there are things that we can do to help uplift them, and get them out of that place. And I, you know, definitely want them to know that they're valuable and worthy of love.
Wow. Beautifully said. Thank you. You know, if someone wants to reach out to you, Heather, and they want to connect with you, they want to learn more about your process, learn more about colors, see your beautiful paintings, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you to find those things out?
Thank you. My website is heathereck.com. And if you go to heathereck.com/thank you, I have a couple of freebies on there. One is a color and chakra guide where you can download a PDF of colors and the meanings of colors. And then I send out a free digital calendar every month of a new print that I've done. So you can add color to your mobile phone wallpaper or your desktop wallpaper with that free print. Or you can join my free color club on Facebook, where each week I ask you to share what's your intention for the week. And then I tell you what color will be most supportive for you that week as you kind of move ahead, which is really fun too.
Love that. Well, I'll put all those links in the show notes. So when this goes live, everyone will be able to quickly get to those places, your website and that kind of thing. And I encourage anyone listening to this to please go check out your beautiful work. I just, again, like I said, I'm really inspired by people who find their gift and they start to do what they need to do with it. And then they start giving it away to all of us, because I think that's the reason why you have the gift in the first place. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Any closing thoughts for us before we wrap it up?
Just thank you so much for having me here. And, you know, I love to tell people to pay attention to the colors that they're drawn to, right? And because there's something that color is saying to you. And, you know, feel free to reach out to me if you have questions about anything. And I'm really, really happy to be able to talk to you today.
Yeah. Thanks, Heather. And it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And you're very easy to talk to. You've got a safe, calming voice about you. And thank you for sharing that.
And thank you.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I appreciate you being on the show. We've had amazing guests on. You're right there with them. Thank you. And everyone for tuning in, thank you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate and the gratitude I have for all of you. For our sponsors, again, thank you. I do want to mention the music you heard at the beginning and at the end of this podcast is by my good friend, Paul Cardall. He's an amazing award-winning pianist. And he reminds me a lot of Heather, but he does it through music. You do it through color and through painting. And you guys are a lot alike, honestly. So I love you both. Thank you. And Heather, once again, thanks for your time today. That was fantastic.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You bet. Till next time, everyone. Take care.